We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
We did it. Happy Friday.
Huh?
Happy Friday. Buttered sausage. Happy Daddy. Friday.
No. Come in and say it. Pretend like you had no idea that
we were
even here yet.
I didn't know we were eating buttered sausage. My body. Hello.
All right. Ready?
Hey.
Oh,
hi there.
Hey. Hey, guys.
Is that a plate of buttered sausage?
You guys just get here?
Uh-huh. That's right. Just have a conversation. Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. We did it. Yes, we did. Mitch, I see that. You caught some donks, bud. Where'd you go fishing? Mitch sending us some photos of some fish he caught.
You're an idiot.
Some nice hauls there, dude.
Do you eat them?
Probably. Knowing Mitch, he lives off the land.
Like that one looks.
You gonna cut those up and eat those fish?
Gross!
You looks like you caught yourself a delicious bass.
Seneca River, and yes, he's gonna eat them.
Caught himself delicious bass.
Gross.
Well, you can get yourself, make yourself a... It's like homemade chicken tenders, but fish.
I made myself a cheesesteak for lunch yesterday, and I got the meat waiting for me today.
Nice.
As soon as I get out of here, I got a cheesesteak waiting for me, bud.
Nice.
Okay?
That's where it's at. Cheesesteaks just hit.
They really do.
Yep.
And I want to do other things with that meat, because I made extra meat.
All right.
I'm like, do I want...
All right.
What do I want to do? The egg roll thing?
I'm doing that face from the GIF.
Yeah. Do I want to do the cheesesteak egg rolls? I think I might.
I'm telling you.
Do I want to do like a mac and cheese with cheesesteak on it? I might.
Because that way you can...
Walking taco of some kind? I might.
Open your windows up that way if you need to.
Yeah, it's 6 o'clock in the morning and I'm already thinking about cheesesteaks. I was thinking about cheesesteaks at 5 o'clock in the morning. Yeah.
Calzone.
Cheesesteak calzone, he says.
Because it's like those things from the chopper you like.
Yeah, he's right. That wouldn't be that bad.
Oh, that'd be good, too.
Anyways, I got to get out of here. I got to go eat something. All right. Goodbye, everybody.
See you guys in the morning.
No, it's Friday. We did it. We made it to the end of the week. Good. Yeah. What's the weekend plans? What's going on this weekend?
What's the good word? I got to look it up.
Cheesesteak tortellini, Colleen says on chat. Go ahead.
There's like a burger thing up at Beacon Skiff. I got to look up the details. Because if it's just you can go and park and then go and get one of many a burger, I would do that. But I don't want to like pay $20 to get
then
in.
Buy, yeah.
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 So,
Beacon Skiff.
But that would be enjoyable.
Attractions. Do they have events? Let's go to events.
Like, did I just miss?
The 315
there it is.
Burger
yeah.
Battle.
Yeah. Tomorrow. Oh, yes, they're right there. Free.
It's free, dude. That's what you're doing then.
Look at all the little things.
It's right around the corner.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4,
Think
5,
you know
six
who makes
places.
The best burger in the 315? Come out to Apple Hill. Sample slider size burgers.
Yeah.
From some of the area's favorite vendors, see who are the celebrity judges. Nobody asked me to be a celebrity judge.
That way you don't want to throw up because you eat like 4 full-size burgers.
Yeah, I could do that. PBJ's Lunchbox, Bear Creek, Get Smashed, Allen Angus, 1911, and Pound Town, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Them's is some contenders.
That's what you're doing tomorrow.
Them's is some contenders.
That's what you're doing tomorrow. And they got booze.
Oh, yeah, and they got all sorts of other stuff going on. See, so that's cool.
Live music, ciders, cocktails. All right.
I'm glad it's not one of those things that I just think I see in passing and then we can never find it.
I wish that Lafayette wasn't so far from me because I'd like to go to this.
It's such a nice spot.
It
really
is. And then
what
is that thing they've been hyping up? This new adventure park? What is that? I saw them posting photos. Did you see that?
No.
Apple Grove Adventure Park.
All right. Oh, let me click on it.
Guys, we're just reading websites.
Right. Yeah. Explore.
Spider Cider's Web, The Bubble Barn, Cider Creek Duck Races, The Cider Spinner, Harmony Hollow, a lot of things,
for,
I guess.
For kids.
It's the activity. Yeah, it's the activity.
There you go, though.
Cool.
Look at all this stuff. Holy cow.
Cool.
Yeah, you want to go wear your kids out.
Burger battle tomorrow, dude. That might be worth a drive. Anyways, you know how to find us. It's a Friday.
We'll heal.
Twitch.tv/the show or theshow.fm. I was saying in chat that it's a struggle to get out of bed this morning as sleeping weather is clutch.
Yeah.
It was like 55 in my bedroom. I was like, what am I doing?
Popping that window open.
Well, this article I'm reading here is about people who've ended a relationship because of their partner's sleeping habits. They didn't like XYZ. I have been an advocate for separate beds or even separate bedrooms for a long time.
I was going to say, did they even attempt that? I feel like that'd be something you'd do instead of...
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
Try that first.
Yeah, we got to end things.
Nah, you know what? It's over.
No, sorry.
23% of people claim they have broken up with someone due to annoying sleep habits. Now, I'm saying, Laura says she makes them all year long. Very nice.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying, like Cody said, you don't want to try like a different setup, maybe?
Because maybe I can get like, all right, well, no, they can't see even stay in the same room because of their snoring.
Mm-hmm.
But you've never stayed with them before you got married, or you know what I mean? Like that.
Yeah, you didn't notice
that's something
this?
For before.
This would have to be pretty early in the relationship, yeah, I would think, right? Yeah.
But
So number one, the most common reason people break up, and again, all of these would be solvable with just separate bedrooms. Just separate bedrooms. Yeah. Number one is snoring. 44% of people say they find snoring irritating.
Yeah. Yeah, same.
You don't like ladies who snore?
No, it's not.
You don't like the sound of snoring?
Just anybody. I just don't. I'm the lightest sleeper.
Oh, you are?
Oh, man. You can't do anything.
Oh, I'm out. When I'm out, I'm out.
No, I sleep good when I'm sleeping, but, man, just.
Yeah, no. Ah! That's
and I'm awake.
That's my wife. She's up. Anything can rouse her.
Drop of a hat.
Mm-hmm.
Stick cracks outside the window. Wide
you don't
awake.
Have a fan on or something? White noise or nothing?
Doesn't matter?
No,
if it can break that there, then, yep, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. It's so annoying.
Snoring is number one. Number two is tossing and turning.
I also do.
You're a toss and turner?
I think I do. I don't ever really know, but I think I do. Unless
Sarah,
I'm, you know.
Sarah's also a light sleeper, she says.
Oh, it's worse.
Stealing the covers? I like that. Well, I have been known to steal the covers a little bit, but I when I'm out, I'm out. I'm just like, you can look at my watch, my stats from last night. It's just deep sleep all night long.
You're just done.
I love sleeping. It's my favorite thing to do. My favorite hobby is sleep. Things that people have broken up for. Reasons people have broken up due to bad sleeping habits.
Mm-hmm.
Watching TV in bed.
Really?
We don't watch TV in bed.
I do. I don't. But if someone was like, hey,
you turn that off?
I'm trying to sleep. Will you turn it off?
Yeah, these all seem like things that could be easily just discussed.
Yeah.
Zippy says, I broke up with a girl because of her bedroom habits. It wasn't the habit of strange dudes in the bedroom. I wasn't there. That's not a great bedroom habit, Zippy.
Yeah.
Sleepwalking, sleep talking, all of these things made the list as
really?
Well.
Really? Sleepwalking and would make somebody...
All right, there we go.
In my throat. Make somebody be like, nah, I'm done.
Sleep talking would be rough, but it's no different than snoring. You're just making noise while I'm trying to sleep.
I assume I sleep talk.
Do you? My wife?
I assume I sleep.
She's been saying, like, the last couple of nights I've been saying silly things in my sleep.
I assume. I don't stop talking just any of the regular times.
You're like an animal, like one of those fish that, like, after they behead the fish's mouth is still moving.
Just keep going.
Even though you're asleep, you're still rambling on. I don't really care about the Mortal Kombat movies, but we got a new one this weekend.
Mortal Kombat! That's the
HBO
part I like.
HBO Max has the premiere of Mortal Kombat 2 today.
Electric Boogaloo.
Who's that? Oh, I thought you were saying a name of somebody.
Nope.
The sequel to Mortal Kombat from 2021.
I didn't see that. I was going to say the one from, it's a sequel to the one from the 90s, because that one slaps.
You love that one?
That one's good. That one's legit.
I don't even know if I saw that one.
You didn't see that?
I don't think I did.
Oh, that one's good.
Like, the thing about Mortal Kombat is, I don't think I even owned the game. I played it, obviously, because everybody played it.
That's the one
and
I played.
And it was so shocking. Like, that's, you've got to remember back in the 90s,
yeah,
to have blood in video games, yep, blood.
I had Street Fighter and played it, whatever, yeah, but no Mortal blood. Kombat was what I hadn't
when
played
Mortal
the most.
When Mortal Kombat came out back in the 1900s.
Oh, my God.
Parents hated it.
I remember the very first time I ever played it.
Really?
Yeah.
Where was it?
I was in, my dad rented it for me in Manoa.
Frank.
Ups, and I remember upstairs.
Did he know
in my
what
bedroom.
It was?
Yeah.
All
yeah.
Right.
It wasn't bad.
All right.
And because I remember running down every time I would beat one of the guys and tell him.
Yeah.
I remember playing it all weekend.
Oh, man.
It was just so awesome.
I know it's hard to think back that far, but to like play a video game where you ripped someone's spine out of their body.
Yep.
And just held it up in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I'm shocked to this day saying these things.
It was just so great.
Uh-huh.
You did that ultimate finishing thing where you punched
finish
them
him
up and
yeah,
they'd fall down onto like spikes and their blood
yep,
would go
yep
everywhere. And you're like,
whoa. You punch through their chest and grab their heart or whatever that was.
Oh,
so, well, the plot of this movie.
Oh, so good.
Johnny Cage reluctantly joins the champion of Earthrealm in the tournament.
Oh.
Despite not believing he has any supernatural powers.
Okay. So, okay, they got to make Johnny Cage believe.
We've also got The Dink today on Apple TV.
What'd you call me?
A sports comedy where a washed-up tennis pro becomes a pickleball player.
No. No,
Peacock
thank you.
Has Brendan Fraser today in the premiere of Pressure.
Oh, what?
Oh, I saw the trailer for this. It's what? The meteorologist. Did you see the trailer for this?
No.
A meteorologist is trying to convince Eisenhower to risk the last-minute postponement of D-Day. So you think of all the images you've seen of D-Day or like
yeah
reenactments.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah,
how
yeah
it's
yeah
storming and rainy and stuff out.
So he's trying to be like, no, the weather's
there
not
was a meteorologist who was trying to convince Eisenhower, hey, man, you can't do it this day because it's going to be a bad storm. And I believe Eisenhower doubted him or didn't listen or whatever, didn't listen to him.
Gotcha.
So we stormed the beach. I'd say we. I had nothing to do with it. A great group of men stormed the beaches of Normandy
yeah
in a storm.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
All right. I don't know what this is, and it irritates me, but it was also today on Hulu, you can watch Nirvana, the band, the show, the movie. I don't know what this was. The name confused me.
What is...
Remember this when this came out?
No.
It was a mockumentary...
Oh.
Called Nirvana the Band, and then they made Nirvana the Band the show, and then
yes,
this is Nirvana the Band the show, the movie, and it
but
just,
it was nothing to do with it, right?
I don't know. I it's so confusing to me that I can't even understand what I'm talking about.
But it wasn't anything to do with Nirvana, right? Right? Well, it's not
a
like
mockumentary.
Yeah, it's not like them performing somewhere.
Of
in your,
friends doing random stunts while trying to land themselves a gig at Canada's hottest music club.
Yeah.
That's streaming today.
So.
No, thank you.
Anyways, a lot of stuff coming to the streaming today. I started that Will Ferrell show, The Hawk. You said you watched one episode.
I think I'm like two or three it now.
I want to watch that this weekend, I think. You didn't love it?
Nah.
Kind of predictable. It's kind of a predictable Will Ferrell show.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not really laughing.
Sure, I see.
I feel like there's the jokes aren't.
Fortune Feimster's really funny. I like her in this.
Yeah, I wish there was like. Hopefully, they let her get funnier because
mm-hmm
I feel like she could be way funnier.
Yeah,
in that.
I tried to post some Woodstock '99 clips on our Facebook, but they got blocked immediately.
Really?
Yeah.
99, baby.
Because it's 27th anniversary this weekend. Right now, today would be day two.
Nice.
Day two out in Rome. We are back in. And I'm back in the high life again. Well, Steve Winwood, bud.
I like that version better than the I can't hear that
what?
Country guy doing the back in the saddle again version for his NASCAR thing.
There's a NASCAR back in the saddle?
I forget which guy it is, but it's very annoying.
I don't want to hear
it. So I like your version much
country
better.
Back in the set. Is it on, like, running for NASCAR promos?
Yeah.
Oh, Luke Combs?
That, yeah.
Back in the saddle?
And it's just, oh, he's going to play.
I want to hear it.
Go ahead.
You're telling me it's so bad.
I swear. It's just, once you've heard it 50 times.
Because your stepdad watches NASCAR, so they play during NASCAR?
Well, it's just on the channels that are, like, NASCAR's on the channel that it was watching. Oh, this is longer. Like a whole thing. Did he just sing the song? Oh, he just sang the song for this. This isn't a commercial. This doesn't bother me now, then.
When it gets to the hook, it will.
I don't like it, but it's not bothering me because it's not the commercial. It's not the racetrack of, and because it's just repeating. I'm back in the saddle again. Yeah.
All right, here comes the part you hate.
Yeah, here you go. Go.
Set,
I'm having a race car.
I'm sorry. I'm all set. Thank you.
No, it's
Dale Jr.'s in it. All right.
If Dale Jr.'s in it, then I'm telling you right now.
This is a different. I thought he was doing a cover of "Back in the Saddle."
No, it is. But for the NASCAR commercial, it's very obviously clipped. So it's just kind of that being repeated over and over. So once you hear it 50 times,
I know you're listening to Tadpole and Pollywog. Good morning, everybody.
Oh, we're like America, boy.
Happy. Friday. Speaking of music, John Bon Jovi ended his show abruptly last night.
I could have sworn it was David Lee Roth. The way he just sounds when if you didn't tell me that, I would
him
like
talking
David,
to the audience.
Yeah, it sounds like David Lee Roth.
I haven't talked to anybody about anything, but don't throw away your ticket stubs. I'm gonna figure something out, okay? Just hold on, we'll figure out how to.
See, if you can't hear me saying, don't throw out your ticket stubs, I'm going to figure something out, just hold on to it, we'll figure out how to reschedule.
Whoppity-boo.
He performed for 90 minutes last night. I mean, at that point, you'd just be like,
fine.
Right, see you guys.
You're
fine. Got 90 minutes, I'll see you. I don't owe you anything here.
Zippity-bop.
Jon Bon Jovi abruptly ended last night's show at Madison Square Garden after 90 minutes, eighth night of their 9-show residency.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
Yeah! Woo! Jon Bon Jovi told the audience, don't throw away your tickets. He's been battling a sinus infection, apparently. All right.
Yeah, then you're fine. That's not 90 minutes, bro.
Your boy Pat Monahan shows up on these shows, too, to sing along with.
Oh, he just comes popping out?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Bon Jovi called it quits. After performing Living on a Prayer with Pat Monahan,
mm-hmm.
That was 14 songs into the set.
How many?
Dude, you can walk away. You just did Living on a Prayer. We're good.
How many songs are you singing, Jon Bon?
We're good. I'm actually angrier you're making a Jon Bon Jovi show longer than 90 minutes.
Yeah, you're fine.
Like,
we're
let's
good.
Go here, dude.
I always did want to see him, though.
Jon Bon, you do like
him. I was always a big fan. I like all of his stuff.
Mm-hmm. Cake would have called it good after 3 songs. All right, there's 3 songs. I got rain coming. Let's get out of here.
Nah, we're fine.
Yeah, Ken is saying, somebody tell Jon Bon Jovi nobody has ticket stubs anymore. No one's holding on to stubs, John.
Yeah, every time any place says that for anything ever, I'm mm-hmm. always like, how?
Hold on to your tickets?
No, but you didn't, like...
My app is holding on to it.
Or just, that's something that you have to say,
mm-hmm.
like, before we even go in.
What do you mean?
We have to be told to save the ticket stubs. You can't wait until, like... halfway through a show or like there at the end, make sure everybody save your ticket stubs. You know, we'll redo this. It's like,
I don't know where
it's been 4 hours since I've even been here. My ticket stub.
90% of people don't have ticket stubs. When we take, so the amphitheater gives us physical tickets to give to you guys.
Yeah.
And that's an extreme rarity because people will see us walking in with physical tickets and they'll go, where'd you get those?
Yep.
It's what they gave us.
Yeah.
Everybody else has to. I like a physical ticket.
It depends. Depends. I like the dome way.
Or you just bring up your app and they scan it.
I transfer my tickets right to.
Oh, I like that because I can't lose them.
And then the lady goes boop boop, and then I walk right in, and it's 2 seconds. But it is nice.
People like to collect them, too, remember the shows they went to. Can't do that with phone tickets.
Yep, and it was an easy thing to have for someone to sign.
Mm-hmm.
That was always...
So JoJo said, I had Sully sign my ticket.
That was always be like, oh, my ticket's up.
Yeah. Can you sign my butt? Sign my ass cheek, please?
Oh, I thought I had a fart.
Yeah, you know,
I thought I had a fart right
that
then.
That would have been good. 315-364-109-KROQ. Text line. So here's something that I know a lot about. As, once again, today is actually National Drive-Thru Day. And I think you and I know a little bit about drive-thru, bud.
Little bit, although,
about drive-thrus.
Although I was just thinking about that the other day. I haven't had fast food in, like, a long time.
Yeah.
It was very, like...
Our chat is definitely broken. Some people can type, but Lottie's texting. He can't type.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know what to do about that. Is it a me problem?
Let me see. Anybody?
I don't know. Is it a Twitch problem? I don't know. Can I go home now? People can't interact. I can just go home, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
But you haven't had fast food in a while, you're saying?
No.
All right.
Very weird, because I was like, I could get a McDonald's cheeseburger. And then I was like, yeah, but you haven't had anything in a while. And then my other part went, yeah, I really haven't.
I was telling you guys yesterday, I can't have sneaky lunch during the summer because everybody's in my house.
No.
And if I walked in the house with a bag of McDonald's, oh, boy.
And usually, like I was saying before, I usually get a little more fast food in the summer because it's easier.
Because
you're just out and about, your window's down anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been too hot.
Yeah.
It's been too hot.
Too hot for fast food?
I don't want to eat at all.
Oh.
It's just too hot.
I've never been too hot to eat.
Oh, that's in the summer a lot. For me.
You get too hot to eat?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, I don't like to eat when it's hot. It's like a bear. I'm like,
all right.
I want to lay in the lake.
So can anybody who's texting me that the chat is broken, can you explain more than that?
Yeah,
all I'm getting is text that chat is broken. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, is it that there's
you
no...
You can't type, you can't send. Give me a little more information. That would be helpful.
Because there's nothing on our end that says anything.
And some people can type and some people can't. So I don't know what's going on with our chat room right now, but that's fine.
Hello?
Reconnecting to chat, Dune says. All right. I don't know why.
It just says reconnecting to chat.
All right. Maybe a refresh or something. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, because there's literally nothing on, you know, my mod view.
I don't know. It's weird. I think it's just specific to a Twitch problem. Hmm. Regardless, we'll do a radio show instead.
I'll allow you.
Well, it is National Drive-Thru Day.
Okay.
And a recent report analyzed the average drive-through wait times. We've got another champ.
Oh, for fastest?
Fastest fast food drive-through for the fifth year in a row is?
I want to say like Dairy Queen or something for some reason. Something like out of left field that you wouldn't expect.
Nope. It's my homies.
Just Taco Bell?
It's Taco Bell.
Okay. Because,
Taco Bell never does me dirty.
They should be.
Once or twice, I will throw shade, once or twice, the Fulton one has been really long, but it's like usually like a long line of cars.
Because the line, yeah.
And that hasn't happened in years.
Yeah, that should be a
my
one
Downer
that's
Street
real quick.
Taco Bell in Beeville, 10 out of 10.
Yep.
Great Taco Bell.
Yep, the one over by me, the Western Lights there, is a very good one. The people there are quick. They'll hook you up. That'll make you go play all the games you got to play.
All right, now the chat works, I guess.
Yay!
I will tell you this much.
Tell me this much.
This might get me in trouble. I don't care. Is there anybody that monitors the wait times of Burger King's and McDonald's around town? Does that a report go to anybody?
I kind of wonder.
Because there's no way these people wouldn't be in trouble for how long you have to wait at a Burger King in Central New York or a McDonald's in Central New York.
I wonder, but I also think that they probably would be like, well, if you want it made fresh, it's got to take a minute.
It takes 25 minutes.
Right? Yeah. I don't know.
Like, I've got to raise awareness about the Burger King wait times
time.
In Central New York. I don't know what we're doing
it's
in there.
It's time to raise awareness.
And normally, it's time. It's time. But is the report going to like a manager that then doesn't care? Like you're slower than sit down restaurants at this point, Burger King.
The
And it's not a staffing problem.
No.
Because I stood there.
No.
At my Burger King, and I saw at least six people in there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why? I even ordered on the app.
I'm always much calmer than, I'd imagine, angry. Like, you see the angrier people.
Mm-hmm.
But the last couple times that I went to that McDonald's, it was one of the most ridiculous, like, three times in a row, it was one of the most ridiculous situations of, like you said, I ordered on the app.
Yep.
I said, I'm here. I have parked in spot one.
Yep.
And then it was, at each time was, like you said, 25 to 30 minutes of, then I would go around and be like, hi, I put the mobile order in about 20 some odd minutes ago, and I've seen other people pull up next to me, and they've had food, and well, we're, you know, and then it's the whole round and round and round where it's like, you know, I'm going to be calmer, but like, this isn't going to help your argument of when, you know, they want to pay.
Dude, I don't know.
More and stuff like that.
I don't
that.
Know how we solve this problem,
mm.
But I can't get to, I can't put in my order on the McDonald's app, pull up, tell you that I've placed my order, you have me pull ahead, and then as I sit there, you pull up the number three right there for us and wait. I mean, I can't get Burger King or McDonald's in Central New York in under 20 minutes.
No, it's
no matter what I do.
And it's, I think it's just because they're starting every single one
when you get there.
Yeah,
which
is good, and but also causes the.
And I wish I was better at conflict because, like Fuzz is saying in chat, you're all saying this. When you pull into the spot, the counter stops.
Oh,
so that's how they.
So then they just assume.
Yeah, they assume. Oh, we got them out there.
See, I never know because the two of those three times I went in.
Oh, I've done that plenty.
And it was like, I'm the one in spot one.
Do you have it anywhere?
Is it right there? Is that mine? Can I just have that?
And I'm not alone because I'm standing there with five other people.
I don't know. You don't just bring it out to me. Can I just have it, please?
Trying to get their food. I just don't know what's going on right now.
Yeah.
With these drive-thrus and these fast food spots.
They've done all these renovations and added 1,000 items to these people's plates. And it's like, just go back to the simple stuff so they can churn it out quick. I think that's another part of the problem is that look at the McDonald's menu now. You've got 80 things.
Bro.
And if you get, you order a couple of them, all of a sudden you're spending as much as if you just go to or call like, a random local, like a Limp Lizard on my way home and go,
yeah,
I would like to order this dinner because I could probably get it quicker and for the same price.
The last time
I'm getting from a McDonald's over here.
The last time I tried to get Burger King, I opened the app at my house. I hadn't even left my house
yet. Oh, no, you can't do that.
I put the order in.
Oh, they don't like that.
Why?
They want, well, I mean,
I'm trying to give them a heads up.
Because then they
will. But hey, I'll be there in 10 minutes.
Let us know when you're here.
Well, then why did I do that part?
Right? Isn't that when you got to, okay, now I'm here.
I'm doing that part so that I can just get there and it's ready.
They want to make it for you extra good.
I can call my local Chinese restaurant and order every item on the menu. That's, I can order $7,000 worth of food at my local Chinese restaurant. Well, 10 minutes.
I think that's why I've spent the last however long ordering from just restaurants and going and getting it.
I do it!
Because it's, I'll pay the $2 to $3 extra dollars
yep.
to get a whole restaurant meal
I can
from
get
a place that's
a whole order of
quicker.
San Miguel to go.
Yeah, bro.
Faster than I could get McDonald's or Burger King right now.
Yeah.
And it's better.
Yeah.
It's better.
Well.
Or I could get, where did I go? I got a double cheese in Liverpool, that local burger spot.
Well.
I got that walking in, placing an order, and it being handed to me faster than the Burger King.
So.
Which is supposed to be faster.
Support local.
Anyway, I know it's becoming that.
Yeah.
Like, you're turning us off, drive-thrus.
Yeah.
You're turning us off. I don't know what you're doing wrong. There's plenty of people working back there. I don't know what. I don't know what's going on here.
Now
support
that,
local.
After I said it out loud, I wonder if it is. Like, I mean, there's just so many items. I wonder if it's just, like, overwhelming.
But is there? Is there?
I mean,
look at the Burger King menu.
Burger King's not too bad. I'm more thinking McDonald's with all their dirty sodas and.
It's just add another thing to the burger. Like, if you look at the Burger King menu, it's patty and then You want a rodeo burger? There's some onion rings and some barbecue sauce.
Oh.
You want a jalapeno burger? It's the same four ingredients.
That's true.
Just a couple of extra toppings.
Throwing them back on the burger.
Right? I don't know.
I don't know. But it's, I mean, again, it just only hurts the argument when they're like, no, they got to make $20 an hour.
Well, you got to prove it. I want you to make that money.
Yeah.
I do. I think you're worth that money.
I want everybody to make money. But
and before I see any of the comments, Josh, you don't know what it's like. I was in those trenches, bud. Yeah. I was at McDonald's.
Yeah. He was there.
I was back there.
You can't. He's a Mickey D's vet.
I was up to my knees in nuggets.
He's a McVet.
I'm a McVet. I'm a McVeteran. Thank you.
So.
Thank you.
And he wasn't helpful at all, and they still moved quick.
And I knew how fast I had to turn out my menu items back there.
Damn right.
You want a double cheeseburger? You better have it. We have all the trays full of all the things. I was in them trenches.
Boom, 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 boom.
I was in them trenches.
He's squirting mayo on nuggies back there.
So back to our fastest. Taco Bell fastest.
They were the fastest.
256 seconds is how fast they can get your order out.
Don't do that.
I'm not doing math.
Don't do that.
I'm not doing math.
Don't. What's that? What even is that? 60 and 60 and then 60 and 60.
See, Pat Lucas was there on 49-cent cheeseburger days. Exactly.
Remember the... Oh.
Sumner, thank you for your McService. You're very welcome.
Do you remember those
days? You're McWelcome, dude. Dude, I...
Like Tuesdays or Thursdays or whatever, when there was like 39 cents, 29 cents, 49 cents.
20-piece nuggets for $5.99. It was like, always...
Like, yeah, let me get five cheeseburgers.
It was always. And you know what?
Yeah.
You got it in a couple of minutes. I was turning them out.
Gotta get them going.
I'm turning them out.
Got rocking and rolling.
I want you to earn a living wage, but I also know that you gotta turn it out. They gotta let me back
more.
There. They gotta let me back there, crack the whip a little bit.
Yeah.
I gotta get back there. Hey!
You could be the burger cracker.
Know what I should do? I gotta find somebody. I gotta be the John Taffer of fast food restaurants, I think. I gotta go fast food rescue.
You gotta go on, I'm making a cheeseburger.
I just gotta get back there. I gotta go in there.
I just gotta get back.
I just gotta get back there. I gotta see what's going on.
You want to?
Are we not managing our time?
You want to evaluate? Let you spend a couple hours.
Just let me observe.
And take a peek.
I'm not saying the managers don't know what they're doing. You're very experienced. Just let me, as an outsider, get back there, see what you're doing wrong.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what if they're doing nothing wrong and it's just
they're doing something wrong? Because it shouldn't take this long.
And you, I mean.
Am I getting myself on like a blacklist at every fast food restaurant in Central New York?
Oh, they're
going
to spit in every one of your burgers ever.
Probably.
I wouldn't use the app.
Probably.
I would use the drive-through so they don't see your name.
I need to go
anonymous
now.
Look
who it is.
Look what just popped up on the order.
I want you to succeed, fast food restaurants. I do. I do. But I can't go to a McDonald's for, I mean, literally a couple McChickens and some nuggets and a drink. And I'm spending my afternoon there. Come on.
I mean, I'm reading a magazine.
Come on. Number one, Taco Bell. Number two, KFC. I always have great experience with KFC.
Mm.
I pull up.
I'm trying to think.
They're very friendly. They're very fast.
Yeah, other than that one, you know, five out of five times not giving me
my spicy chicken
sandwich, which was always the most confusing. It did come out quick.
Yeah. The incorrect order came up very quick.
It did. So, I mean, I guess I can't really complain.
Yeah, Fuzz is right. We've said that before. It's because they've got the apps. They've got DoorDash.
I agree.
They've got orders coming in from too many places.
I agree with that. Yeah, I think that's a big problem.
You need to open up a second business or kitchen for all this.
Or there just needs to be like one specific person that is
dedicated
manning
to the DoorDash.
Hey, this is coming from DoorDash. This is coming from blah, 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 you know, whatever, all the things.
See, that's
but
what
maybe
I,
they
that's
do.
What
maybe,
me,
maybe they do.
That's what me, the fast food fat ass consultant, would be doing. Let's say, hey guys, Dave, I want you focused on DoorDash duties today. I'm putting these orders together, all right?
Now I kind of want a McDouble.
Go get it. I can never go to a McDonald's again after this segment.
No, unless you like some spit.
Nah.
Get a liter cola.
They can't do that to me. Make it extra good. It's for a cop. Arby's coming in next. Arby's is always clutch.
Because
they know what they got. They got to shave some roast beef, put it on a bun, boom.
The one time I've been to Arby's in the last however many 20 years was when I tried that Wagyu burger.
Mm-hmm.
And it was extremely fast because I downloaded the app, did the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I... went in, said, I am on the app. They went, it's ready. Pulled up. They handed me a drove away. So there was no wait. So I can agree.
But. Rounding it out, Wendy's and Dunkin' also making the list. I've heard Dunkin'. Different things about Dunkin'. Dunkin' ain't that fast anymore.
Wendy's, though? Okay. I haven't Wendy's been to Wendy's been in a miss. Minute.
I love a Wendy's.
They're too far away from me.
I love a Wendy's, man.
The closest one is all the way over in that Walmart Plaza in Fairmount over there.
Wendy's, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. Wendy's does look understaffed when I'm there, so I don't get mad about it. Well, there's like two people back here. I get it.
They, not because of the wait time or anything. I just stopped going also because of they were like the last to be like, all right, we'll bring prices down.
Yeah.
No, all right. One single burger is not $9 or $10.
Slowest drive-thru, my friend. Slowest drive-thru as I'm going through the data on the fastest and slowest drive-thrus.
Sonic. Because they're on roller skates.
That makes them extra fast, actually. It's faster than walking.
Oh, yeah, never mind.
No, Raising Cane's, which doesn't even bother us. It doesn't even affect us.
It will, right?
Oh, are we getting one?
That's the one where they're knocking down the Taco Bell on Erie Boulevard, mm-hmm. putting the Taco Bell back up over where they just cleared all that room over where the old Carmelo's used to be, and then they're putting the Raising Cane's where the Taco Bell was.
Mm, okay.
So,
but okay. Second slowest is Popeyes, and I never go to Popeyes, so I wouldn't know.
Oh, they were always pretty good when I would go through their drive-thru.
I've never had really any experience with Popeyes. Maybe once or twice I've gone.
Yep. I can't wait to try just because you guys all keep saying it's mid. So now I just want to try because of that.
Kyle, who has them down south, Kyle's in chat from South Carolina.
See? So good.
Says it's so good. I'm telling you it's mid. That's my... I want you guys to try it.
I don't care about the fries. I want to know about the tendies. Because if they're okay tendies, I'll order just tendies. But see, that's what I'm saying. People do that.
You live in Tendy country, bud.
I know. And there's...
You got Golden Spike around the corner.
And there's now another one over...
See, Kelly loves it.
Right, see? Yep. Right off of Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Hangry Chicken.
What is that?
I don't know. It's another one of those chicken spots. So that's over in kind of like that East Syracuse area now. It's crazy.
We've got so many Tendies. We are a Tendies town. That it's going to be hard... I feel like, and I hope this isn't the case, I want businesses to succeed. I feel like Raising Cane's might be Tim Hortoned. When Tim Hortoned tried to come to town, he made it very clear,
yep.
We're all set.
I was just going
to... Krispy Kreme comes to town, we don't know, thank you.
I was just going to say, are we getting to a place where all these places are starting to come in the chicken empire that we are all building here is going to like implode on itself and sink itself back into the ocean?
No, I think the strong survive.
Okay.
I think like your sales or whatever that you like, Sales Chicken Land or Sam's Chicken Land. What is
it? Sam's Chicken Land. Yep. But I can agree with what you're saying.
What?
Where
they might be no thank
come
you.
In and people are like, get out of here.
We already have our 10. We're a Tully's town. That's the other thing is they're trying to come into a Tully's town.
It's right down the road,
man.
They're
trying to come into a Tully's town?
Right down the road. And it's like, that's like prime real estate. I don't know if I've seen longer drunk lines.
Where?
Than that Taco Bell on Erie Boulevard. So Raising Cane's has got some shoes to fill.
They do.
I mean, woo, buddy.
Text line says Chester's Chicken in Barneville.
I've heard of that, but never had it.
Is it off the hook?
Oh.
That's what I'm saying, man. We got chicken.
Oh, so much chicken. Oh,
and Ben says
chicken.
All the teenagers love Dave's Hot Chicken. I haven't had Dave's Hot Chicken yet.
See, that seems
it's
to be what
that... not a convenient spot for me.
Yeah, that Hangry one is. It seems to be a very similar...
Well, if it's... Oh, you said Erie Boulevard, not Cicero. Because Cicero's got plenty of chicken.
Yeah, no, this is over right off of, like, Thompson Road and that, like, Burger King that's over there and all that.
Maybe it's a Tully's Tenders night, dude. Maybe tonight's a Tully's night.
Sounds like it could be a Tendies night.
Maybe a Tully's Tenders night.
Maybe a Tendies night.
What are you guys eating for dinner? What are you guys eating for dinner? Happy Friday. We did it. Made it to the end of another week.
It's finally here.
And you're also very, very handsome. Follow the show wherever you go. Theshow.fm. For all of our links, streams, and podcasts.
How do you like that?
So,
we're on the internet.
I don't think this is similar to what we did, but a Japanese company has created refrigerators for humans.
Not
when you're dead.
Oh, that's what I mean,
Just to, cool down a little bit.
Like how I do that. You ever open the freezer and you just...
You stand in
Put
it?
Put your body in it as much as you can.
Well, not to keep going back to, you know, fast food spots, but you just go in the walk-in cooler at your... You mean you worked in a giant cooler.
In the summer, I used to take my breaks and just flip over a milk crate and just, you know, sit right in the cooler.
Dude,
have
you walk
a little
in
lunch.
The McDonald's cooler, sit on a bucket of pickles and just cool down for a little bit?
It was the best. Oh, man.
On a real hot day, you won't need this today because it's not... I mean, it's going to be 80-something, 82.
Yeah, it's going to be... Oh, no, today's going to be hot.
It's going to be a nice
you
day.
You might need it today.
So, I can't pronounce this, but I will tell you, I have a photo if you want to see it in Twitch and YouTube.
Okay.
The Duhemin box, or personal cooling cabinet.
It is
a metallic container with a transparent glass door designed as a personal cooling space for humans.
You just pop yourself in there?
Yeah, like this is what it looks like.
Like a little sauna?
This is what it looks like.
It is like a sauna.
It's just like a, but it's an opposite of a sauna. It's a big wheelie cooler for a human being to sit in.
I mean, I like it, but it seems unnecessary, I guess. Right? Doesn't it?
It seems unnecessary in the fact that why would I buy this?
Yeah, just like get an air conditioner for your room or whatever.
It's almost more selfish than air conditioning because you're like, I'm going into my personal cooling room.
I'm sorry that it's so warm in here. I will be in my box.
You sit in a seat and the air is cooled to approximately 41 degrees Fahrenheit.
Nice.
The air is directed towards your head, neck, shoulders, and back. My neck. My crack.
Okay. Okay. So it cools down my crack.
Kind of like the jets of a hot tub.
Yeah.
According to the manufacturer, a 10-minute stay in this helps reduce body temperature, alleviate the symptoms of heat-related exhaustion. The drawback, it's about $9,200 to buy one of these.
What?
So I guess I don't know who this is for.
No, I have no idea.
What's the market for this? Because we did that cryogenic thing at Aqua Spa.
I feel like they'd just be on the streets of, like, Japan and stuff.
Go sit in your ice box?
Yep.
Go sit in your cold box.
Because
shout out, again, Aqua Spa up in Oswego. We went and did that cryogenic thing. I don't know what it did, but it was cool.
It helped, but man,
it's
was
a
cold.
Struggle.
Holy cow.
And we weren't in it for, what'd they say?
I was in for like 2 minutes.
10 minutes in this
thing. Yeah, no, we were like 2 minutes, I remember.
And I just had to take myself mentally to the coldest day at SUNY Oswego that I could ever remember. And it's that cold.
Yeah.
But it's doing something, right?
Oh, it definitely helps.
It's like rushing
blood. Yep, it brings blood to parts of your body that need it or that haven't gotten it the proper way in a while.
Man, that was cold. So anyways, I don't know who the market this is for.
I don't know.
Get a little window unit, cool down the whole apartment for everybody. Yeah. Everybody can be cool.
Yeah. Sorry.
Reverse sauna. And why does everybody in Japan?
Reverse sauna.
Everybody in Japanese ads looks like they're being forced to do it against their will.
Yeah.
Like for those of you not
looking
at this poor woman was told to go sit in this ice box for the photo.
Sit.
She's not enjoying this.
Sit and stare straight ahead. No emotion.
She's
on
not
your face.
Enjoying this. Go sit in the box.
I'm freezing.
I don't want to. Now listen. Listen. I know it's probably too early, although it's not. Tomorrow's Leon, so it's not too early to talk Christmas, because apparently there's going to be a new Christmas Carol, and apparently it's going to be starring Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Now, I enjoy A Christmas Carol.
Yeah, same.
It's one of my favorite stories. Oh, 6:25 is Leon. My bad.
Sorry. All right.
So my other problem, though, is you've already done the best version of A Christmas Carol.
Yeah. That's the problem.
Is it getting cold around here?
Best Christmas movie ever.
You've already done it.
When a cold wind blows, it chills you to the bone.
But there's nothing in nature that freezes your heart like years of being alone.
It paints you with indifference like a lady paints with rouge.
And the worst of the worst,
the most hated and cursed,
is the one that we call Scrooge.
Unkind as any,
and the wrath of many,
this is Ebenezer Scrooge.
Oh, there goes Mr. Humbug, there goes Mr. Grimm.
It's
they gave a prize for being mean.
The winner would be him.
Old Scrooge, he loves his money, cause he thinks it gives him power.
If he became a flavor, you can bet he would be sour.
Oh, burn, Muppet, burn.
So I get it.
Bitch.
Remakes, we make a lot of remakes.
Yep.
Nothing we can do about that. Now, thankfully, I'm already hearing reports that Elon Musk is going to do a historically accurate Christmas Carol.
Christmas
Carol's too woke.
Too woke.
I want a historically accurate Christmas Carol.
And also, I don't know if you saw, and Toy Story.
Oh, is he mad about Toy Story?
He's going to do historically accurate Toy Story.
Okay, good. Good. Good.
Yep.
So do you want to watch this trailer together, you guys? I haven't watched this. Cody hasn't watched this. It just came out.
No, I didn't even know this was going to be a thing.
I didn't either. Apparently, Johnny Depp showed up at Comic-Con yesterday dressed as Ebenezer Scrooge.
Hello, I'm Johnny.
Marley, why do you visit me?
Why do you come to me?
Ebenezer.
We're Marley and Marley, avarice and greed.
Awesome.
Maybe I just need to watch him up at Christmas Carol. All right. He's going to star in this upcoming Christmas Carol adaptation.
Yeah, buddy. Let's see.
Jump in Twitch.
Ebenezer.
Jump in YouTube. Jump in the show.fm.
Because that's called a Muppet Christmas Carol.
Right?
This is called Ebenezer.
Oh, it is. So they didn't even call it a Christmas Carol. They just called it Ebenezer.
Yeah, because this is supposed to be, I guess, more about him. I already like it.
It's just showing him walking down the street. This Thanksgiving.
Oh, awesome. Even though it could be just Christmas.
The Master of Misfits returns.
It's good to be back.
Johnny Depp is...
To Uncle Scrooge.
To Uncle Scrooge.
Mr. Scrooge.
Oh, Ebenezer!
Let go of me!
I say to you, sir,
Merry
Amber!
Merry Christmas!
Humbug!
Humbug!
Happy New Year!
Humbug!
I love it!
Yo!
Merry Christmas.
November 13th, only in theaters. Dude, that looks pretty damn good,
That's cool, man. I like that.
I mean, I guess the original Christmas Carol is focused on Ebenezer, but this is like... kind of cooler, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. I do like that.
Now I want to see it.
And I guess it's okay. I like when I kind of like, you know, for it to have been out, you know, like a month later, it could start December with it. Christmas.
It sounds like they're going to want to milk as much as they can out of it.
This one, yeah, you can roll it. Start it then and have it go all the way through to Christmas.
Oh, we got a new Christmas Carol.
Oh.
Good for us. We got a brand new Christmas Carol before
awesome.
We got GTA 6.
Yeah, right? Oh, jeez.
Yeah, you can't go 157 miles an hour.
Yeah, this is crazy.
On the St. Lawrence River.
I saw this like the day it happened because it kind of like, it was slow news.
It was going viral.
It was like breaking news.
I love the Thousand Islands. I haven't been up there this summer.
I'm not either. It's a very nice.
It's a nice drive. It's a nice hang.
So if you have like 2 days, it's a very nice spot to go and hang out at.
I am... I'll play the news article here.
160 miles per hour on the St. Lawrence River. Organizers of that event that it was here for say that kind of speed, unacceptable. Caught on video from the TI Bridge.
Is it unacceptable?
Every time I hear that, I giggle because that is unacceptable.
It's a speedboat. It's, is it a cigarette boat? I can't really tell what it is.
It looks kind of, it may as well be. I don't know if it is exactly,
by
but
a racing division
close enough.
The X Insurance Group was participating in Saturday's Thousand Islands Charity Poker Run. If it were a closed-off race, this would be a different story, but it's not. So state police clocking the boat going 157 miles an hour, more than five
Can't
times the speed limit in what's known as the American Narrows. One of the team members says that the team was ticketed with six different violations. The Poker Run has now banned them from that event for life.
That stuff scares me.
Oh, man.
Those scare me anyway, those events. They're just, they're going so fast on the water.
I always get, I watch videos of guys in, their cigarette boats down in Florida.
Yeah.
And, they're being we can get to the island and blah, blah, blah. And they're going, 170. And I'm one, rogue wave or.
One little.
Just, yeah, or the.
Gone.
The air gets under your boat. Those things will just flip, man.
Oh, yeah. I don't like that. I don't like when people go too fast on the water.
It was a 30-mile-an-hour zone. He was going 157 miles an hour. Bobby Cantwell, the president of the Thousand Islands Charity Poker Run, said, "We stress the slow zones all weekend. Since they register, we send them an email after with all the rules, so they have the rules."
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Because I'm sure those guys are "Oh, we're great drivers at this. We do this all the time, blah, blah, blah." That's not the point. You don't know who else is around you.
Yeah.
You get, you said, you get somebody in that little area, that is going slow, but then pops one little wave your way. You hit that wave at 157 where you're not supposed to because the other people are aware and you're not.
Yeah. Or just...
Then what?
It's the St. Lawrence. People are just out in their pontoon boats.
That's what I mean. You get somebody that's... They know this is a slow zone because all the poker run thing
the
is there.
Run's going
We're
on, yeah.
fine. We can do our boating as we see fit. And they start creating waves going that opposite way, and then you're coming this way at 157.
Or don't expect a boat to be going 157, yep. And they just kind of go and you cut you off.
Yep. And now you're putting other people's lives at risk other mm-hmm. than just the people that are driving the boat 157 miles an hour.
Going that fast in such a confined area is very dangerous, like they said. Could be a jet skier or any other normal day person out on their boat.
Yeah.
Careful. The company apologized. They say, "We messed up. This is 100% on us. We appreciate the venue and the great cause. We're sorry we disrupted the run due to our lack of knowledge, and we hope the venue will allow us back. The teams, locals, organizers, and Make-A-Wish Foundation all did an incredible job. We made a mistake, and we'll do our best to turn the negative into a positive."
Yeah, that's there.
So
they did it. They're done. They're good.
If this event wasn't happening, can they go that fast on the St. Lawrence River?
No, I don't think so.
Because he said this was for the weekends. They had the slow zone going for the charity poker run.
Yeah, so I think it was just for these special events. You can go this, whatever speeds, but this was not one of those. Because probably, like you were saying, there's probably other people around, so it's mm-hmm. probably a residential area or something on the water. But yeah, oh man.
Dude, I don't like going that fast in a boat. Putt is saying, I went 70 on the water once and it was insane.
No, I don't like that.
It just doesn't feel like I'm in control.
That's why I always kind of even get into the water.
Yeah.
I was just pontoon boat.
Yeah.
You're just chilling out on the water.
Because when you get a boat up on plane, it's barely even touching the water anymore.
Because even the pontoon boat, you can still tow people and they can do their tubing and having fun. But then I can just relax.
Just give me a boat or cycle. Blah, 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 blah.
Well, I need one of those.
Jet ski out there.
Jet ski.
Follow the show. Anywhere at theshow.fm. All of our links are right there. You can watch our streams, get our podcasts, follow our social medias, see pictures of us, text us.
It's good if you follow us because some of you I follow.
Oh, creepy.
So I'm a radio host, but I'm also a killer.
Yeah. But I guess this is a dumb question, but maybe it's not a dumb question. There's nowhere in this country where monkeys exist, indigenously, right?
Oh.
that's a pretty Southern America thing,
Are they in Florida?
Yeah. Now they are.
There
are warning issues saying...
We don't have natural monkey, American monkeys?
I don't think we have monkeys in America, right?
Easy.
Yeah, ask Cody AI.
Is there anywhere in America where monkeys are?
What is it saying?
You can find them in places like Silver Springs State Park in Florida and Morgan Island in South Carolina. These are not native to North America, but introduced populations thrive there.
Okay.
Oh, so they were just somebody brought in a monkey
then
it did sex and then there's more monkeys?
Is it like the Hurricane Andrew thing with the pythons?
Oh, like the water
where the hurricane knocked over one cage with five pythons and now they're
and that's what did it
yeah that's what that's
I
why
that.
There's so many pythons in Florida. It was from hurricane I think Hurricane Andrew, but from that whatever 92 93, and it just knocked over one cage of several, and it is just
exploded. That's interesting. I didn't know that. Well, Florida, the town, the city of Mount Dora in Florida, is warning residents about wild monkeys taking over the area.
I bet you got to be careful. That's probably dangerous.
They have been spotted in numerous spots, just roaming and climbing.
Is this from
what
the two times where remember monkeys got out and they're like, we think we got them all.
Maybe if you're telling me that's how pythons got introduced, maybe that's what happened with the monkeys.
Don't see every day monkeys in Mount Dora.
Yeah, not every day. While monkeys have been spotted there before and in other parts of Central Florida, now the city actually taking some steps to try and warn people. West News' Haley Krummelholm explains why.
So some of these most recent monkey sightings have happened here in these woods behind the Mount Dora Library. And an animal control officer I spoke to said...
You would lose your mind if you saw a monkey in your apartment complex just walking around.
Just out swinging from tree to tree out in the forest.
Okay, second dumb question. What are they eating out there? Because what's growing in Florida... They have, like, vegetation?
Well,
do they have banana trees? Well, I don't know anything about anything.
No, I was going to say, because... Similar question. Do you know how there's orange groves?
Okay.
Are those like how we have apple trees here where there could just be a couple apple trees? So there just could be a couple orange trees somewhere?
Or? Maybe that's what she tells us that in the story.
All right.
The city felt the need to put out an advisory seeing some posts that concerned them on social media.
Looking at a monkey in a tree in Mount Dora.
In Central Florida, we're used to seeing geckos and gators, but right now, Mount Dora's got monkeys.
Hi, little monkey friend.
Oh. It's a big one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Try to eat my dog.
A woman shared this video.
Yeah, you don't want them attacking your pets.
Will they do that? Eat meat?
I bet if Elsa started losing her damn mind near one, it would want to protect itself. And they have like, they could do that like, their teeth.
Oh.
I don't want a monkey bite.
I mean, Texline is right. Florida is about to have another outbreak. Like if no laws in Florida and now they got monkeys running around.
Yeah, that's literally the movie Outbreak.
New pandemic about to drop.
Back on July 15th at the Forest Preserve, the wooded area behind the Mount Dora Public Library.
I like your voice.
Animal Control said
that's got a great news voice.
Become the monkeys' new hangout. With other recent sightings.
Like a hangout.
We had two on Sunday.
There he goes right there. Look.
So the man you just heard looks exactly how you expect. Button down tan shirt. Big Indiana Jones hat. He's out there looking for monkeys.
I'm the monkey catcher.
We told you about other monkey sightings last month. This one in Gilbert Park. And West 2 spoke with a woman Tuesday who said she saw a monkey just last week.
You don't think you're going to see a monkey driving down the road, you know?
She said she spotted one driving by a shopping plaza in Mount Dora. She said she couldn't stop to take a photo, but she was shocked.
Why is she whispering?
She's doing the news.
I don't want the monkey to hear me. And try to peel me like a banana.
I mean, I'm concerned that Cody might move to Florida. You can just drive around.
It's telling me where they're hanging out. Got to go to this library.
He's just going
to
go befriend monkeys in Florida.
He would have their dog like out on like a busy road. And as I got closer, I was like, oh my gosh, that's a monkey.
The recent sightings have turned official city business into monkey business.
Oh my God!
Can I just talk to news people?
This newscast is bananas.
Can I talk? Because I ranted about this in my living room 2 days ago, and my family has no interest in this. So let me rant about it here.
I love it.
I don't know
the puns.
Who the boomers are that are still running these broadcasting programs in these colleges around the country?
Yeah,
but you're making news suck so much by making this woman is a gorgeous 25-year-old.
And she's learned things that barely worked in the 70s.
And it didn't work then, and it sucks now. And I'm calling out even our local news people. They do it. Fresh out of college.
Yes.
News reporters, and you're making them talk so unnaturally.
No.
We are down here at the public where it's so sucky.
I've said it for forever and ever.
Talk.
That's literally the reason I don't watch a lot of the news. And why I didn't do the news at Oswego, because I thought that was the dumbest thing.
It's the dumbest thing, and they're not they're not changing.
No, I'm talking like an adult human now. I don't need to make sure that every single part of the word, like that sounds weird.
And they'll be there, and we see them all. We'll go to our New York State broadcasters things, like...
don't know. They all talk these like it.
70-year-old news managers or news directors,
yeah,
who are like, the TV news needs to be very serious and blah, blah, blah.
Serious.
Well, you wonder why your viewership is declining.
Yeah, that's
bummer. People watch YouTube. People watch natural people having conversations
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you gotta do the natural.
Nobody talks like that.
Nope. And weirdly, radio got out ahead of all of that, because we were of that very last generation of, once you get on the radio,
yeah,
you gotta make sure you do a different
have the Rick Gehry voice.
Do a different voice, and then as soon as you're done, you can go back to talking like this. But luckily we didn't have to do that, because it right about then when we got
and
here.
And I wouldn't do it.
Died
I don't
out.
Care.
I couldn't.
I don't have a radio voice.
This is my voice.
I don't have a voice that I put on.
This is loud enough.
This is who I am. This is how I'm gonna talk. I'm not going to let some stupid general manager or somebody tell me to change, because I ain't going to change. This is how I talk.
Nope. I remember being in that, doing the news sample thing and the WTOP and the director being like, that was amazing. That's lead anchor type stuff. However, here's what we need. Tonight, when you go home, I want you to watch. I want you to read the dictionary in the mirror and watch how you pronounce every single syllable. And he goes, and shave off that goddamn beard.
Exactly.
And it was like, not that I went, what?
I know.
College news? I'm going to go be on the radio where I can make fun of stuff.
I know I'm lighting the world on fire, but I'm so sick of old people in broadcasting. I'm so sick of it. I'm so sick of their opinions. I'm so sick of their outdated takes. I'm so sick of their greed. Well, I'm so sick of everything about them.
That's the problem. A lot of them have that. They were successful at the start because, again, it didn't take too much because nobody had done anything yet. And then they let the greed of it get ahead of ever trying to move ahead.
And they still think they're a genius, and they're not.
Yes, because they had money. Or they'll do.
And you're making these college kids, like this poor woman, or like everybody on our local news stations, they get there, it's their first news job, they don't talk like a human.
No.
You're making a broadcast for a generation that's dying.
And
you're focusing on people in their 80s.
One of the weird things that I think nobody ever talks about, like it's supposed to be like a hidden thing, is that your weird local news makes these young kids sign like lengthy contracts to work for them.
It's so effed up.
Very weird.
It's so effed up.
Like they're athletes.
So effed up.
It's creepy.
Anyways, back to this. Monkeys are loose in Florida.
City of Mount Dora putting out a monkey sighting advisory this week, reminding people these are feral animals that should be admired from a distance.
There was a couple posts on Facebook about how to feed the monkeys and stuff.
The guy
like
with
that.
The Indiana Jones hat.
That they don't, what they need to do if they're confronted with one, they need to just back away, let the monkey go on about its way. Yeah, they don't need to try and feed, touch, or pet it or anything like that.
Animal control says you don't want to monkey around with these guys. They carry diseases.
You don't want to monkey around with these guys.
That wasn't even a pun. It was just that they're monkeys.
You don't want to monkey around with these guys.
You don't want to monkey around.
The herpes complex.
Oh.
So if you see them.
That's why I can't get too close to Cody. Same reason.
I got monkeys herpes.
You're just going to gloss over that, dude?
That'd be it.
Hold on, Indiana Jones guy. You can't just gloss over the herpes monkeys.
These guys, they can carry diseases.
Mainly the herpes complex.
So if you see them, just...
Herpes complex!
I've never seen a monkey in the wild.
You know, it's actually a deep state conspiracy. There are herpes monkeys.
That is how they spread it.
And they're spreading it down in Florida. It starts in Florida. Then there goes a
herpes monkey.
I've here all my life. That's insane.
Now, the animal control officer I spoke to said they think this is just one monkey that all of these people have been sighting, and they're not trying to trap it.
No,
they're just
it's not.
For it to move on. Covering Lake County Live in Mount Dora, Haley Crumple Home, West 2 News.
Mm-hmm. They're not waiting for it to move
to
on?
To go where?
Uh-uh, it ain't like moving on.
Like it's navigating Florida.
It ain't
like
moving
on. Monkeys are nomads.
We'll wait till it gets on down the road. We'll wait till that monkey gets on down the road.
Traveling nomad monkey.
It's on a road trip, Cousin Jay says.
It's heading back to South Carolina, where it's from.
It brought its herpes to Florida, like most of us do.
No.
Oh, you get it in Florida? Yeah, you get it in Florida.
It didn't happen when it got there.
Oh, man! today's show, I'm going to be getting some complaint emails. I'll tell you that. I like this.
I bet.
I don't know who Tyler is, but all right. There's about six ladies twerking on a New York City cab right now, showing butt cheeks and everything on the Today Show. 8:35 in the morning.
Fanny,
I'm here
Fanny.
For it. All right.
Fanny.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday.
Yay!
Happy Cousin's Day to my cousin Jay in chat. And any of my other cousins who may be listening.
Kiss your cousin.
It's your cousin day, National. What?
Sorry.
We do that up in Oswego County already. What are you talking about?
That's every day.
Technically, she is my second cousin, so.
Technically.
We can be married.
Technically, first cousins aren't brother and sister.
It's different parents.
Sorta.
Kinda.
I mean, the same dad.
So
and mom, but here's
but really.
But what I was saying.
Uh-huh. So besides the monkeys that were spotted in Florida,
yeah, be careful.
We've also got iguanas. Now, not
yeah, those are crazy.
This isn't in Florida. This is in Memphis.
They got them now.
They got one, and where there's one, there'll be more.
No, that's what I mean. Like you got to be careful. Those things. That's like the snakes.
Well, listen to how it started. A man at a FedEx facility in Memphis. Opens a package, and an iguana jumps out of it. Starts running around.
Nah.
I got a thing for him. What the hell?
This how big is he now?
Possibly about 6 feet.
6 foot?
Because their tails are this long. No.
My man's just filming.
I like he's just laughing.
Grab him by the tail.
Gotcha.
Yes, sir. Come on, man.
Those things are dinosaurs.
I hate looking at iguanas.
No, it was crazy. The girl across the street growing up had one, and it had a cage, but the cage was on the ground, and it was so big, it would just
leave the cage,
roam.
Yeah.
So it would be just, you'd come in, and it would be standing in the living room, just, it was huge, too, so it could. I don't ever remember petting her or anything. I like reptiles, but those, man, because if that bites you.
An iguana?
Yeah.
I just don't like little mini dinosaurs walking around. I'm not a fan. I don't like them.
I like them. Just depends on how big they get and like that. Because, again, one of my favorite animals over at the zoo is that Komodo dragon.
Oh, it is. But would you touch it?
Yes.
You would?
100%.
Do those bite your fingers off?
That's like the most dangerous.
The Komodo dragon?
All. Even just their saliva, I think, is supposed to be venomous.
That's how they get you.
Poisonous or venomous? Is that the...
Both. Same words.
But yeah, you don't even want to get it on you. But man, yeah, I want to feel it because it's like a dinosaur.
Scaly, yeah.
It's a literal dinosaur.
Spaz in chat. So you're saying you wouldn't go to Jurassic Park, Josh? I don't know if I would visit Jurassic Park.
Those are big dinosaurs
walking
around.
Those are big dinosaurs.
You don't want to be, you said you want little dinosaurs walking around.
Like, I think about that. Whenever I watch Jurassic Park, I think about, if I had the means, would I go to Jurassic Park? And I don't know because I don't. We all learned what happened. The dinosaurs went wild.
Okay, say this. You don't know any of that.
Yeah.
They didn't make those movies because it actually went down. We made dinosaurs again, and you've got to go to wherever, but there's an actual park. You don't know anything about Jurassic Park movies.
How long's the park been open?
Probably about 10 years now.
Oh, 10 years?
Yep.
Yeah, then I'd go.
Really?
They got it all figured out.
I think I would, too.
And I feel like the dinosaurs would be more domesticated then.
I would, too. Because, yeah, if you don't know anything.
I'm not going opening weekend to a dinosaur park.
You wouldn't be able to.
It's
Leonardo DiCaprio.
It's for VIPs. Yeah, the VIPs would be there. But if you're telling me you've been running a successful dinosaur zoo for a decade, I feel pretty confident going and visiting your dinosaur zoo.
Because they start, you wait till the crowd dies.
Yeah, wait till the crowd dies down.
They started with like a woolly mammoth.
Mm-hmm.
They made those, and they made a saber-toothed tiger.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, hey, we've got some embryos of, smaller ones, and then they go from there.
And they start getting it out. And really, like, I know that the focus of the Jurassic Park movies is the dinosaurs and how scary they are.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm the only one that notices this. But the facilities looked pretty nice. Like when they first walked into that big building.
Looked gorgeous.
It gets glossed over. It looked like they were going to have great food options.
Right. It's going to be a great resort.
Great little resort area. They went into that little movie theater to watch the movie. So they've got great video features.
No, I bet it would have been real nice. Although I also think that we finally would see what I more seriously think is that none of those dinosaurs that we look at them now are what they really were.
Yeah, they grow them and they go, whoa, wow.
I honestly think that it's not, we don't really have any idea what the dinosaurs looked like. They were chickens.
Yeah.
They were all covered in feathers.
Yeah, they definitely were. Katie's right. You notice this because of my hours spent. Well, as a roller coaster tycoon, I've run many successful entertainment and amusement facilities.
Yep.
So when I watch Jurassic Park, I notice, okay, where are the bathrooms?
Mm-hmm.
Do we have enough seating?
Yep.
People are going to want to eat. We can make a little extra scratch off some merch.
I'm not putting them into the cages like the newer movies with the balls.
What is that?
Did you see the newer ones?
Chris Pratt? No, I checked out.
You went to that bubble?
You can
like drive around inside the cage. No,
we're not.
This Jurassic Park does not have that. It's all outside.
It's all outside. They had it right with the Jeeps, like Cousin Jay's Jeep.
Yep.
You drive around.
Yep. They're all behind fences.
You're on the autonomous vehicle. It was self-driving vehicles before that really was even a thing.
Yep.
And I like that you're learning. They were very educational at Jurassic Park.
You learn along the way. Because it's dinosaurs.
It's dinosaurs. You're learning. They're giving you information. Yeah.
Look, T-Rex had feathers and wings.
Yep. Anyways. I would go to Jurassic Park after 10 years, and once they figured out the food options.
Work some kinks out.
Get a basket of tenders and fries, and then go look at a T-Rex.
Get a coupon from Clipper Magazine, perhaps.
Yeah, it'd be worth it. They took the old green one and moved it to the rocks, Stella says. The temporary one-lane bridge is still there.
Cool.
And then they're going to start doing the...
bunch of motorcycle drivers can rip through red lights and go flying
just
over.
Just that one.
No,
angle.
It's... No.
Oh, it's multiple?
They've posted several, and that's just the ones they've posted.
And then what? They're probably going to build some bougie two-lane bridge.
Wasting all the town's money.
Burning through money. You only need one-lane bridges.
Multiple lanes.
In Oswego County, we do one-lane bridges, and that's it.
Even if we vote.
Josh!
Even if we vote on it, we'll still vote for the one lane.
Josh, you don't need two lanes. It's greedy.
You know, what do you got to drive over both of them?
I'll go and then you go and then you go.
Why are you in such a hurry?
That's why you're going to get a ticket, Josh.
Let's go.
You're in a rush to get home.
Come on.
Should have left earlier.
You got some place to go that bad.
So, do you know the Sinclair dinosaurs? Have you seen those? Like Sinclair Gas? Can you see that logo in your head? It's like a dinosaur?
No, I was just thinking Sinclair's, that's the name of the dinosaurs.
Yes, that's because of this.
Oh, okay.
So Sinclair Gas or Sinclair Petroleum, whatever it used to be, their logo was a dinosaur because, you're running your car on dinosaurs or whatever it is.
Okay, I see
it
now.
So you can see that.
Yep.
At some of the gas stations, they have giant dinosaurs.
Yeah.
That are out front.
I've seen those because that's the one with the funny video from the guy, right?
What do you do?
Rawr. When he sees all the weird and he's going around.
Mm-hmm. Right? So back-to-back dinosaur stories here.
Okay.
As a 300-pound Sinclair dinosaur figure was stolen from a gas station on Sunday.
How?
I don't know.
But then go to the cameras.
But then, and I don't have the photo. You have to look it up yourself. They found it 10 miles away. Someone bolted it to the edge of a cliff in Yellowstone like it's a dinosaur looking over a cliff. Someone relocated.
That's pretty cool, but you don't want people going to that because if it's at the edge of a cliff.
Yeah, and you obviously don't want to F with our national parks. Don't start bolting things into Yellowstone.
Yeah, because then you have to, kind of...
Especially when I can sell it off to the highest bidder.
Let's find out how much oil is in that son of a bitch.
It was funny to think that our dinosaur was sitting up in the canyon up there.
Sounds pretty planned out. Missed the cameras, bolted back down. Grand Theft Dino.
They literally had to unbolt it from a cement pad out here, and they rebolted it on the cliff.
That's wild.
I think it's all in good fun.
You see the photo?
I don't think the people mean to cause any harm.
It's cool.
You're looking at it?
Yeah, it's cool.
Sinclair Yellowstone, just type it in. It's really cool.
It's pretty neat.
I want to be mad about it, and I am a little mad about it, but that's a top-level prank.
It really
is. That's a top-level prank. No cameras caught these people doing this? How do you move a giant...
Right?
Statue.
Yeah, how do you have nothing? Like, what they waited for? We've got that, a freeze in the cameras where
they freeze for
half an hour, every half an hour.
And that's when they got in there and got the dino unbolted.
Because also, if that's the case of like,
every Sunday at 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. They stop until 3:30 a.m. for some weekly update. Then you just know it's an inside job. Mm-hmm.
It's an inside job.
They Only somebody that would work there would know. So you find out who's the former employees we've lost in the last year. Thank God it wasn't here, though, because then they'd have to go through about 500 people.
Yeah. Yeah, who worked here in the last month? Oh, how much time you got?
Give me a week.
Attention campers! Campsites 5 through 11 are closed until further notice.
That's also very weird that... Oh, no, bears understand restrictions.
The DEC...
He'll stay around there.
Bad news if you were camping up at Long Pond in St. Regis Canoe area.
Yeah, I don't know where that is.
This weekend.
I think it's much further up there.
Campsites 5 through 11 are closed until further notice after a bear demonstrated a pattern of seeking food from people, damaging tents, and food storage.
Gotta stop feeding these.
And showing little fear of humans.
Yeah, that's what happens. You start feeding these things, man. But also... That's been a big problem this summer. We're
bears.
All these animals were effing up their habitats. Well, Michael, they all got nowhere to go.
Yeah,
but that one seems like it was.
It's a little column A, little column B. It's we're forcing them out of their habitats, but we're also eat my food so I can look at you closer.
Yep. Here, told you.
So they're like, oh, well, these they don't know what humans are. Nah. We're just other animals.
Oh, look, food.
They're like these animals.
They always have something.
Find food for us somehow.
And we could easily just take it from them when we want it.
Yeah, Cousin Jay, I would hate to be on campsite 4 or 12.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I like that they think that the bears know restrictions.
We're safe.
We're on 12.
We're on 12.
It's only going to 11. It stops.
It stops. They know.
Leave the burger meat out.
See the bear coming? Uh-uh. Hey. We're in 12.
Hey.
We're in 12.
We were told we are Ollie Ollie Oxen Free.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you got some big balls if you're in campsite 12 this week.
Just staying.
I'm staying.
They didn't
say. They're closing this one.
They said 11.
All right. Radio World, we'll hand you off to the 90s at 9. Twitch, YouTube, and the show.fm. We'll play a little golf. Let's do a little golf. Kickbacks. Just a sweet 18 on a Friday morning, buddy. Just
hanging out, smacking our balls around.
Radio World, you get urge overkill.
Love you.
Yum, yum.